To all of you, wherever you might be, here's to romance. With music of romance by Ray Block, his orchestra and chorus, songs of romance by our star Larry Douglas, a girl of romance, tonight's guest star, and words of romance by yours truly, Jim Amici, welcoming you again for Here's to Romance. But now our romance and rhythm department takes over as Larry Douglas and Ray Block's orchestra and chorus team up for Sweetheart of All My Dreams.
I love you, I love you, I love you, sweetheart of all my dreams. I love you, I can't live without you. My life is empty, it seems. You may do what you may, whatever you say. You know that I'll always love you this way. I love you, I love you, I love you. You are my sweetheart in dreams, it seems. Sweetheart of all my dreams. I love you, I love you, I love you.
You know there's no one like you for me.
Sweetheart of all my dreams. I love you, I can't live without you. My life is empty, it seems.
You may do what you may, whatever you say.
Larry, remember when you went to school, learned the three R's?
Sure, Jim. Roller skating, wrestling, and the rumba.
Oh, fine school. I used to study reading, writing, arithmetic.
Oh, I skipped them. But I did take up romance and rhythm.
But speaking of romance and rhythm, here's our own glamorous feminine singing star, Marion Hutton.
Hi, fellas. I heard you talking about your school days, but there's one R you left out.
Yeah, what was that, Mary?
Recess.
Gosh, yes, recess.
Oh, boy, 10 minutes of hair-pulling, nose-punching, lunch-stealing, and general good fellowship. And I could lick any girl in my class.
Me, too. Well, I mean any boy.
Education's a wonderful thing, but let's take a recess, Larry. While Marion Hutton sings a song she didn't learn in grammar school. Every Time I Fall in Love.
Every time, every doggone time I fall in love, I get a shoving around every time. Every time, every time, every doggone time I try romance, I'm taking a chance on losing my mind. I'm gonna learn to be a hermit and live in a hermit's cave. Till I lose the blues my sweetie gave to me. I'm gonna burn my bridges behind me. I'm gonna hate all you men. You can look, but you'll never find me behind the eight ball again. 'Cause every time, every time, every doggone time I fall in love, I get a shoving around every doggone time. blues, the blues my sweetie gave to me. I'm gonna burn my bridges behind me. I'm gonna hate all you men. You can look, but you'll never find me behind the eight ball again. 'Cause every time, every doggone time I fall in love, I get a shopping around all over the town.
Ray Block's orchestra now play a special and exceptionally beautiful arrangement of the haunting theme melody from the picture, Laura. Ladies and gentlemen, right here in person is the man who astounds you with strange and wonderful true stories, Bob Ripley.
Greetings, everybody. The time, the grim early days of the war in the South Pacific, when General MacArthur started the rollback of the Japs from the island of New Guinea. A place just a few yards from a Jap machine gun emplacement where two American soldiers in their foxholes are trying to destroy that machine gun nest. As our scene opens, Sergeant Joseph Charles digs deeper in his foxhole and yells to his buddy.
Look who's coming!
Uh-oh, here comes Tokyo Tommy again.
That guy has been scraping us all day.
Hey, this time he's got bombs under the wing. That's Squint-Eyed so-and-so.
He'll circle and be back. He knows he didn't get us that time.
Mail, Paul! You! Mail, Paul!
How do you like that? Mail call. Well,
Come on, soldier. That's one call I always answer. Fuck no or not.
Hey, Ben Lowe and run for joy. Dirty little... You all right?
Yeah, we're safe. He missed it.
How do you like that? Say, buddy, you know what? If that mail call hadn't sounded, we'd been blown high in a kite. He got a direct hit on my foxhole.
Yes, it was a direct hit on Sergeant Charles' foxhole. Now, this true incident is a reminder that V-mail can be a lifesaver in more ways than one. And Sergeant Charles has a unique distinction of being a man whose life was saved by V-mail, believe it or not. Then Sergeant Charles moved on with his unit. He fought his way up the Pacific as new battlefronts opened. He was wounded and flown back to the United States. He was flown back in a C-54 cargo plane, one of 30 patients who urgently needed medical care. This evacuation of the wounded by air is a recent development, and with it has come a new service, that of the flight nurse. Tonight, I have a surprise for you in a second, believe it or not. The Army Transport Command has flown one of these nurses from the South Pacific, and she's with us tonight. But first, let me sketch a true incident about a flight nurse. The time, just a few months ago, from the island of Saipan, a C-54 cargo plane takes off and heads east to Honolulu. In that plane are 30 bravely wounded heroes of the island war, 30 men winging to our Pacific coast and vitally needing surgery. Taking care of them is an Army flight nurse. The big plane is flying as high as it can without requiring oxygen, and the nurse calms her patients and speaks to her aide.
Oh, Jones.
Yes, nurse.
This patient here needs special attention. He has a bad chest wound. We're in trouble. He'll need oxygen.
I've got the bottle here, nurse.
I thought we'd have an easy flight, but there must be some enemy fighters chasing us. We're in evasive action.
Yeah, the pilot's trying to find cloud cover.
Oh, that means we'll have to fly higher than we thought. We'll get some bumps. You watch the other men.
You handle this patient?
Yes. Look, the bandage has been torn loose from that last jolt. I'll have to hold my hand over this bandage so he can breathe while I feed him oxygen.
Nurse, you can't do it. Hold the bandage and feed him oxygen.
I've got to. If that wound opens, he'll die.
But you can't hold it all the way to Honolulu.
You take care of the other patient.
Yes, but it can't be done, nurse. It's 7 hours to Honolulu. You can't hold that bandage tight with one hand and feed him his oxygen with the other hand. Not for 7 long hours.
I can try. You watch the other patients, Jones. I'll try.
In this war, there have been many heroic stories of nurses, but certainly none exceeds the great courage shown by this flight nurse. She is Captain Leora Stroop, Principal Chief Flight Nurse of the Pacific Division of the Air Transport Command. Ladies and gentlemen, I present Captain Leora Stoop. Captain Stoop, you did hold your hand on that wounded man's chest, and with your other hand, you fed him oxygen for 7 hours. That's right, isn't it?
Yes, I was lucky. I got my patient to Honolulu safely, if that's what you mean.
Yes.
But I'd rather talk about the nurses in my service. If there's any credit, they're the ones who deserve it.
Well, Captain Stroop, tell us, just what is the duty of a flight nurse?
Our flight nurses bring back the more desperately wounded cases. We have evacuated as many as 10,000 patients a month from the Pacific War Front.
It's astounding. In all, your nurses now cover more than 68,000 air miles in their daily duty. Well, that's believe it or not, in itself.
Yes, and there are only 170 flight nurses in this service to cover the 68,000 miles or more. The flight nurse has her hands full. Every move you make in the plane is watched by those 30 pair of eyes. You can feel them following you as you hold on with one hand and give nursing care with the other.
Well, Captain, that must be most inspiring.
Yes, but more inspiring is the attitude of our boys. For instance, you'll talk to one boy, badly wounded, and maybe you'll remark that he's seen some tough going. But he'll only smile and say, "I was lucky, but I'm here."
Well, Captain Stroop, I can't tell you how indebted we are to you for being with us tonight. And to you, and in honor of the magnificent service you and your flight nurses have achieved, here is a special award, a check for $100.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Ripley.
And many, many happy landings to you, Captain Stroop. Ladies and gentlemen, we have just presented Chief Flight Nurse, Captain Leora Stroop, who told you of the wonderful work done by the flying angels of mercy over the Pacific, from the battlefronts in China to the California coast. Believe it or not.
Next week on this program, Bob Ripley will present another prize-winning Believe It or Not of this war that's sure to thrill and amaze you. Douglas invites a young lady out of an evening, he isn't in any hurry to rush her home again. No, not Larry. He always says, "Let's take the long way home."
Let's take the long way home. Let's look for the long way home. And on the way, let's pretend that this wonderful night won't end. Through Asia would be much too soon. We'll circle once around the moon. Our dream boat will carry us across the foam. We'll take the long way, make sure it's the wrong way. Let's take the long way home. Shall we fly through the night? Shall we dream as we go? See the star on your right, see the farm down below. The whole trip it appears only takes a million years. If you're in the mood to roam, then let's take the long.
Shall we dream as we go? See the star on your right.
beloved composers are those who had a gift for reaching the hearts of the people. And one who had this gift in generous measure was Victor Herbert. Ray Block and his orchestra and chorus recapture for us the musical delights of Babes in Toyland.
Toyland, Toyland, little girl and boy,
while you dwell within it, you'll have a happy day.
You look swell this evening. You have a certain glow about you.
Well, now, isn't that funny that you should say that to me, Larry?
Why?
Well, you see, it was this way. I went home this afternoon and got out my e-makeup kit, and what do you know, Crystal Chater, I'm a new person, and I'm both friends of mine jealous, and you never believe it, but Betty told Ann that she heard that Lorraine's husband, Henry, had never been the least embarrassed about what happened to him the other night, and you want to know what?
No. Time out. when I've got my arm around you and we're going for a walk. Must you yakata, 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 talk, talk, talk. When we're sitting close together in a cozy taxi cab.
Must you yakata, 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 gab, gab, gab.
Aristotle, mathematics, economics, and the care. The classics, the comics, darling, who cares? There's a brand new moon this evening, and the weather should be fine. If you yakata, 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 same old line, I'll politely close your lips with mine.
Larry, what are you doing for exercise?
Funny you should ask. But you know, I went down to the ballpark the other day, and as they were out on the field, someone recognized me. I was out there playing third base for the Brooklyn Dodgers, and the most sensational thing happened. Three men were on base, two out, two strikes. Who comes to bat but, what was that guy's name again? Joe Crow or something like that. Or am I repeating myself?
Stop! You're killing me! When the parlor lights are lowered and the family is within, must you yakata, 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 chin, chin, chin. When there's music softly playing and I'm sitting on your lap, must you yakata, 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 yap, yap, yap. Forward passing, second bagger, or a jockey who is hot, or boxing or hockey, darling, so what?
I'll attempt some other evening.
Well, you can call for me about 9.
Match.
But if you yakata, 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 same old line.
Well, I like that. Here I am, minding my own business and listening with both ears, wondering whether you're ever going to let me get a chance to get a word in edgewise when all you do is talk, talk, change, change, worrying about the weather and ball games and all kinds of junk that doesn't make a bit of difference. Does it, darling?
It's so nice to hold your lips with
mine. Listen again at the same time next week for Romance, Rhythm, and Ripley, the star-studded show featuring Marion Hutton, Larry Douglas, Ray Black, and yours truly, Jim Amici.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.